what we mean with no reform, no election is this. Unless there are democratic electoral reforms, we will see to it that the elections do not take place this year.
Does this mean that Chadema will not participate in the election?
It is not a question of boycotting the elections. It is a question of preventing the elections from taking place.
But how do you prevent the elections from taking place?
Through mass democratic action, through peaceful democratic means that are recognized by our laws and that are recognized by laws in democratic countries worldwide.
That some people, particularly the government, says the reason you are talking like this is because Chadema is not ready for election.
Well, that is the kind of nonsense that can only come out of the government and the ruling party. Chadema has participated in general elections in this country since the very first election in 1995. We have come to this conclusion this time because now we know that there is no way under the current conditions in which free, fair, and credible elections can take place. And therefore, the reason we are calling for a no reform, no election is precisely that. We want to change the conditions under which elections have taken place in this country, which has led to murder and mayhem against our people. We want to participate in elections which are free, fair, and credible. We are no longer prepared to continue participating in elections that are manipulated by the government, that are stolen, that we are no longer prepared to condone the kind of electoral violence that has been meted out against our people by the ruling party and the government.
Is this policy the consensus of your leadership in Chadema? Or there is some disagreement on this?
Well, this vision was adopted unanimously, firstly by the Central Committee of Chadema in early December of last year. And that decision was confirmed by the National Party Congress, which took place on January 21st of this year. So it is a unanimous decision of our party.
Before I let you go, Mr. Lissu, when is the party convention and are you going to stand for president?
Well, Mr. Bhatti, we are talking of preventing the elections if there are no democratic reforms. The question of us participating in the elections and me running for presidency will depend on whether we have democratic electoral reforms. If we don't, we will work to prevent the elections from taking place. And therefore, the question of us participating and me running will not even arise.